Lady Cats volleyball team went to a decisive fifth set to defeat Mount Vernon on the road Tuesday night. The Lady Cats improved to 11-6 for the season. And we learn more from Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin.
And our varsity played a match that was over 2 hours long and went five sets. It was our first five-set match, and we pulled it out. Thank the Lord. Right. Yeah. So it wore us out mentally and physically. The scores were close. They were like 26-24 one set, 25-21. So it was long rallies. No set was fast. You know, they really had to battle it out. So it was good for our team to, you know, keep fighting and not give up and win it, no doubt. And then it was also stressful, too. And we know that we can't start out slow or relax in the middle of the match. And that's really what we did last night.
Both teams just decided they didn't want to lose. And it was very competitive, I guess. It'd be fun if you're maybe not coaching.
Right. It was definitely stressful at times. We won the first set. It was not easy by any means. The second set, we were up by 5 or 6 points. And then we had about 10 points scored on us pretty quickly. They had a great server up, and we got in a rut on our serve receive. And they went up, and then they ended up taking that set back. We were kind of in a lull, and they won the third set. We missed a couple serves. Really, the only serves we missed were mostly in that third set. Fourth set, we came back battling, and by that point, the girls were just frustrated. They knew that they could play better, even though Mount Vernon, by no means, they had an amazing libero. They were very solid. They were very scrappy. But they just wanted it. Our girls really wanted it, and they were determined. In the fifth set, we won 15-9. So that was a little bit better. So,
anybody you want to brag on? I had really good play for you.
Yeah. I have to say it was completely a team effort. They did a good job of picking apart any weakness we had on our court. So all the girls adjusted well to any weaknesses or holes. At the net, I'd have to say that Autumn Tanton led in kills, huge. Her and Mika led in blocks. I believe Mika had 8 and Autumn had 7. In kills, I don't remember the exact number, but Autumn had double digits in kills, so she did awesome in that. Kaylee Jefferson was 2nd in kills. Sarah Womack was really solid with serves. She served probably 15 to 20 serves. I know she only had a couple aces, but she only missed one, so she was very consistent in that. And Annan Hammack stood out. She led in assists and digs, and Tori Moore was 2nd in digs. So really everyone stepping up in different ways and doing their part, which was good. That's what we need to be successful. Everyone needs to fill their role and be responsible. So
I would imagine we'll probably face some different teams now as we play in Tyler. What is this, a 2-day tournament or 3?
It is. It's a 2-day tournament. They host it morning and afternoon pools at John Tyler and Robert E. Lee. We're at John Tyler. There's 32 teams, so it's just as large, maybe 2 teams larger than Garland. I don't remember seeing any 6A's there, but it's everything from 3A, 4A, lots of 5A's. A lot of our district opponents are there as well. In our pool, we have John Tyler, which is a first round playoff possibility. And you know, they're always athletic. And then we also have, is it West Hardin? 2 schools I'm not very familiar with, and Sabine. They're going to be in our pool as well.
KSST Sports.